Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what it do, fam radio? This is The Real McCoy. We have another episode of Back to School with Dirty for y'all tonight. Just waiting on him to call in now. Yep, yep, yep. So how's everybody out there in Radio Land doing tonight? If you want to call us, you can call us at 347-996-5967. I would have played our commercial, but I'm loading a track. Yeah.
Like to be a guest caller on the show, pick up your phone and dial 347-996-5967 and press 1 when prompted. Once again, that's 347-996-5967 and come shoot the shit on What It Do Fam Radio.
Yeah, 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 and we now have Dirty with us. What's up, the motherfucking Dirty?
What up?
What's going on, brother? What's going on? Been a long time since you had your own episode on here, huh?
I know, man. I'm starting to feel left out.
Me too, man. Me too. I'm like, damn, man. We missed the Dirty on the show, man. Fuck.
Yeah, no, man. We had a good run a couple years ago. Well, I guess it wasn't even a couple years ago. It was like last year or the year before that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. We only been around since 2013, but we still kicking it strong.
Hell yeah.
So what's on the mind of Dirty tonight?
Man, everything is on my mind at all times. Nah, man, I'm excited, dude. I've been putting in work for a long fucking time, and finally doing this tour this year. Possibly two, but I'm not allowed to talk about the second one.
Word.
At least not yet. So I know that sounds stupid. Yeah, I'm doing a tour, but I'm not allowed to talk about it at all.
Hell yeah, this May tour, man.
Yeah, May is gonna be fucking crazy. Which is gonna suck taking, like, we're gonna do the show in Kansas City, and then I'm actually going with Chaos to go do some shit with Twisted. But then we gotta take a break. We gotta take a break, and then we're actually gonna kick off the full length tour in July.
Fuck yeah.
I'm ready for that shit, man.
Hell yeah. I can't wait to go on this 420 tour I got coming up in April. That's gonna be my first stop, is coming up in April, going with Chaos on the 420
yep.
And the Juggalo Invasion.
Yep, yep, I'll be there for that.
That shit's gonna be so dope. I'm
ready. Fucking, I'm finally gonna put out my Anger Damagement album this year. That's actually, that's gonna be my reason for touring.
Right.
In July. Thanks to you for much shit out of that.
Hell yeah. I know we've all been waiting for that shit for a while now.
Yeah. I had to deal with Grimtown and, figure out where we were going to go if we were. And then the label ended up folding. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Full-fledged, so it's no more. It sucks, but... Yeah, it's probably It was probably a long time coming. It was a lot of fucking, lot of bullshit with that. But the reason it's taken so long to put the fucking album out is I didn't have to fight to make it mine. I was getting no funding, you know, like I'm a signed artist with no funding, and I had to do it on my own. So
yeah. That's
why it's taking so long. Like, there's so much bullshit involved with just putting out a fucking album, you know what I mean? And like, you know, beyond stealing a bunch of sound big beats and actually fucking doing it.
You know, so oh, no, man. There definitely is. Politics and all sorts of shit.
And then on top of that, you know, I finally got to where I owned everything 100%. And then, you know, I got the opportunity to land a couple really big name collabs for it, and that's what we're waiting on now.
Oh hell yeah!
So once we get those under wraps, then fucking the album is ready to go. It'll be iTunes, Amazon, fucking every city we play on the tour. If you want physical copies, you know, I'm one of those people. I don't buy shit digitally. I gotta have it in my hand.
Right.
But yeah, it'll finally be available. That and I guess they're called SoundClick albums. I don't know. I stole the beats for this album, but I got another one that's getting ready that I'll probably put out at the same time, just as a bonus, that you can snatch up on the internet or at shows.
Hell yeah.
So I haven't been sleeping, man. I've been working, just not letting anybody, you know, anybody in on it.
I've been fucking sleeping for the past couple of days now. I smacked my eye on a tree branch the other day, and I was out all day yesterday because of it, and fucking slept the day before.
You shouldn't do that.
I was doing yard work, and the branch smacked me in the eye.
That's when you know it's time to sit the fuck down. You're getting beat up by Mother Nature.
Yep. When Mother Nature takes a crack at you, you probably need to start and sit back and reevaluate your life.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, fucking, did you get that track I sent you?
Yeah, I got that one in there right now. You want, all right, want me to go ahead and spin that?
Oh, no, not yet. I mean, unless it's ready to go, I'll just make sure you got it.
Yeah, I got that one in there.
Okay, I actually got to send you one more. It's flopping. Trying to do too much shit at one time.
Hell yeah.
All right, I'm sending that one over now.
We definitely, man, fucking anytime you want, man, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? I want to bring back the Dirty Takes You to School shit. That shit's awesome.
Oh yeah, man, I'm always down for that shit. I was glad to finally, I was glad to see you in Richmond, man. Fucking, I don't think you had ever made it to one of my shows yet.
No, that was the first time I ever met you in person.
Yeah, it was cool as fuck, man. I was happy to see you there, because I know you have, you know, you live so fucking far away.
Dude, I was happy as shit to see you too. I was ecstatic, fucking, holy shit, my bad. Fucking the Gothic Thug walked over to me.
Yeah,
and, he handed me that charm. He was like, Dirty wanted you to have this, man, for free, man, but just for you. I was like, what? I was like, get the fuck out of here. He was like, Yeah, man. I was like, awesome, dude. I was like, man, thanks a lot, homie, man. Tell him I said I appreciate that.
Yeah, fucking, I wish you could have made it to the Norfolk show. The Richmond show, I was just I was a special guest on, because we had gotten, the promoter that put that together had gotten a lot of requests from me out in Richmond, which is kind of surprising, because I don't play Richmond much. So we ended up going out there and do like a, you know, little 10, 15 minute set, but we actually, you know, at Norfolk, we were able to do the, you know, the whole stage setup with the jail cell and all that shit, theatrics, all that crap. Shit,
yeah,
and
the Richmond show also had a, it was a funk in the air, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, and it ain't Magic Ninja's fault. It ain't none of their artists' fault. It was a shitty situation. They were promised money, and it didn't go down the way. I mean, I was pretty pissed off, too, that I ended up having to leave. I ended up paying out of my pocket for the Richmond show just so they would do the Norfolk show. So I can tell you that... mad props to Steve Lucian, by the way, because Steve Lucian was putting under so much fucking pressure.
Right.
Trying to run those two shows, and there were several times that he wanted to say
quits.
Fuck it and walk out. And he held his shit together. You know, he did really well with communicating with Magic Ninja and all the artists and the venues, because, I mean, everybody... I actually helped them out at the Norfolk show. I took over part of running that show just to help them out a little bit. And I mean, everybody left, right, and center was being dicks to us. I mean, and again, it's not their fault. They were pissed off because they were owed money. So it was definitely a lot of pressure. I'm glad that you know, he was able to hold it together and, you know, understand the bigger picture out of it. And definitely,
yeah,
I do got to give a shout out to Unstable, too, because Unstable was scheduled to play Norfolk, and they were tripping pretty bad about the situation to begin with, and Unstable graciously stepped back and said, you know, fuck it, this night is about, you know, the MF and Dirty and Blaze and Lex the Hex. Like, you know, Unstable ain't got shit to do with this, you know, so they had stepped out of the way and did it very graciously, you know. So big shout out to them too.
Well, hell yeah. Yeah, because wasn't that them kind of like getting back together for like the first time in a long time?
Yeah, and you know,
Unstable
hadn't done a show. Yeah, they hadn't done a show in a fucking, you know, we were all still signed to Grimmtown the last time they did a show, you know, and we've been done with Grimmtown for well over a year now. So.
Right.
Almost 2 years, actually. So, yeah, it sucked. I wanted to see them. I know that a lot of people came there to see them. And props to them, too, because, you know, a lot of times these days, you know, the fan base gets split. You know, even when the MF and Dirty and Unstable were, you know, Grimmtown all the way, you know, you could definitely tell that there were Dirty fans and there were Unstable fans. And, you know,
right.
Everybody that came to see Unstable had stuck around to support the show, you know, and that is pretty rare. It's like I said, you know, playing in the Midwest, playing in Ohio, you know, places like that, you know, they get mad love. They really do, and that's something that's really hard to find in Virginia. Not dissing the Virginia fan, just saying, you know, it's a harsh crowd. You know,
right.
So, you know, definitely got to give love to everybody that
Virginia
that
is a tough crowd, though.
Yeah, it is. It is.
There's, man, I don't know. It's weird down here. It, like, goes through phases. Like, there's phases
really
when
does.
Everyone just loves everybody, and then there's phases where everybody's like, fuck everybody, you know? It's just, it's weird.
Yeah, And, you know, our biggest problem here, though, is you know, when some of the core guys are doing this, like Unstable and Lifeline and Loco and Chaos and even Not a Joke, MF and Dirty, you know, all of our fans ended up becoming rappers. Like, you know, I want to say probably 60% of the people I used to sell tickets to now have an album of some sort. You know, so it was really hard because once they became quote-unquote artists, you know, it was, no, I'm not buying a ticket to your shit because I can get in free. And
right.
Fuck, dude. So it definitely, it made it a lot harder. I mean, I'm not knocking anybody for chasing a dream or,
right.
or following a dream or whatever else, but it was definitely, it hurt.
Shit, I bought a ticket to that Blaze show. Oh, shit, I was working there. I was like, shit, I bought a ticket. I was like, man, I don't care, man. I bought a ticket. Fuck
yeah. Hell yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's the most, it's almost like, you know, with the internet, like, it's a gift and a curse, man. Like, people don't give a shit to come see you live no more because they can fucking, they can steal your shit off the internet and it don't fucking matter no more. Or like I said, everybody's a fucking rapper now, so they ain't buying tickets to your show because they're on the same show.
Yeah. That does suck.
But I will say this, I've never taken anybody's album for free. Always.
Oh, yeah?
Like, you know, like when your homies are like, yo, check out my new shit, I'm like, nah, why don't you charge me for it? Nah, man, you're a homie. Nah, I'm saying, like, you know, if I'm not going to pay for your shit, nobody's going to pay for it, I promise you. So, you know, I've always, you know, whether it was $5, $10, whatever, you know, whatever they were asking for it, I've always paid for people's shit.
Right.
Might
shit,
not always like the result, but.
Back when I was living in Richmond, man, I had this dude, this cat named Nezzo. He's still a rapper. He's still out there doing things. But he's not, like, in the, like, Juggalo underground world. I mean, of course he's underground still because he's not signed or anything.
Right.
But he's still in that kind of, like, Rick Ross, Young Jeezy, DMX, and that kind of rapper world.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I remember we would stand on the corner at BP downtown in Richmond at Broad and Belvedere, and we would sit there and hustle his CDs out of duffel bags and book bags. You know what I'm saying? Like $2 a pop. It would just be a plastic sleeve, not even the one with the paper in it, just a clear plastic sleeve that's a little bit thicker, and then it'd have like a card cut out in it that fit inside of it with the information and the picture, the album art and shit. And then the CD would just be a CDR with the shit written on it.
Yeah, we started out like that, not a joke, but way back in the day when we had finally got enough money to go to a studio. We put out a little 6-song demo and we fucking Sharpie marked the hell out of it to make it look cool. And hustled the fuck out of them in the fucking bowling alley parking lot and the Walmart parking lot, man. That was our life.
Hell yeah.
Fucking.
I got them songs loaded up.
Go ahead. I guess I should give like a little background, huh? Go ahead and play Hood Is the Anthem. And This is one of the ones that's actually holding the album up because I'm waiting on the artist to get the verse back to me. And again, I don't want to give it away who's on it. Not yet, anyway. Fuck it. But it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be big. It's something that it's definitely a collab that if anybody's got it. I don't know who they are. Like, it's really hard to get this guy, and I did end up getting him, so I'm pretty proud of that.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, listen to it and speculate on who you think it might be, and I even say his name in the track, but I had to reverse it. because I didn't want nobody to know what the fuck it was. So if you really want to take the time out of your day to take, you know, to go download the episode out of the archives, just to reverse that one part and see if you can figure it out, by all means, do it. But, yeah, fucking Hood is the Anthem. It goes hard as fuck, and especially when I get the collab back, it's really going to go hard as fuck.
That is what's up. Well, hell yeah, here we go with Hood is the Anthem.
This is God Sims.
Good guess. It does sound like some shit Blaze would get on, doesn't it?
Dude, I'm telling you, man. I mean, that's the first person that came to my mind, and it just kind of stuck there. There was never really anyone else that popped in.
Really, Blaze?
Yeah.
That would be fucking dope.
Fuck yeah, it would be. That would be too damn dope, dude.
Fucking, I guess the only thing to do is to stay tuned until that anger damage drops. And you can get your own personal copy to flip that motherfucker over and see if you're right.
Hell yeah. I can't wait to cop that.
Oh, man. You got the other one queued up?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead before we fucking run out of time. Go ahead and spin that joint. Because this one is off of the, I guess, SoundCloud, SoundClick album. Who the fuck cares? It's off the album The Gangsta's Greed, which if anybody follows my music, they know that I did I Bleed This Game and I did The Gangsta's Creed back in the day, and then recently I did I Still Bleed This Game. So this is the sequel to that. The Gangsta's Greed is the album that I'm dropping with this track on it, and it is called Still Rolling In.
Lanes, sipping on some cold drink, burning through my dirty game, spitting at these bird brains. Holla if you see me, bring them dollars if you need me. Spend it to the limit, ain't no motherfucking freebies. I've been jonesing for a track to tell these jobbers that I'm back, that I'm fucking up the ticket money, throwing every bottle back, pissing off security, hoping but they know it's me. Green hair, braided ski mask, I ain't hard to see. Rolling with my homies, double fisting never slowly. Now the waitress want my money, looking like she trying to blow me. Tell her put it on my tab, now she act like she don't know me. Bitch, I charge it to the bar like the motherfuckers owe me. The owner tripping now, fuck the club, I bring it down. Don't put your hands on me, I swing, you dreaming now. You acting bad like you mad, bitch, go ahead, what's up? You ain't saying shit, scared as hell, you ain't trying to fuck. I'm calling bullshit, you don't make the tools spit. Trying to be a gangster, but you pussies never cool shit. You just a sellout, turn around and get the hell out. But if you down the rock block, don't make that thing. We do the damn thing, police on my damn name. Rappers wanna feature, but the dirty need a damn change. It ain't no mystery, labels wanna get with me. But they ain't down the rock block, so we'll let that thing. Fuck them if they hatin', they don't want retaliation. Pistol needs no calibration, but your face need renovation. We still rollin', bitch, we top notch. Beer drinking pop top. Haters get to stop watching Thomas when we pop shots. It ain't no secret, we the best, it ain't conceded. To protect the throne, I'm seated, I expect you to be heated. When I'm screaming, fuck up out my face, you trippin' with your shitty take. The music you betrayin' is the shizzy. Why the fuck you fakin'? Not a joke, so put it down. Not a joke, the rest of town. Not a joke, we'll put you on your ass if you drop the crown. I go hard from the cradle to the coffin. Ain't no need for whisper talking like the dirt is going soft. Bitch, I've been grinding for this rap shit, rhyming all these platinum hits, producing what I gotta, how I wanna, keep the plaques, bitch. Hate me all you want, I do it 10 times better. I'm the motherfucking shit, you compare? No, never, no, never. I'm calling bullshit, you don't make the tools spit. Trying to be a gangster, but you pussies never fool shit. You just a sellout, turn around and get the hell out. But if you down the rock block, don't make that thing. We do the damn thing, police on my damn name. Rappers wanna feature, but the dirty need a damn change. It ain't no mystery, labels wanna get with me. But they ain't down a rock block, so we'll let that thing. Anytime you see me tipsy with my peoples with me, know we on some other shit. We trippin' if you actin' iffy. Fuckin' with my surface buzzer, gettin' kinda lippy. Had me whoopin' on your ass, and the police tryna fingerprint me. This ain't no silly skit, you whisper names, say you a snitch. Smoke you like the Phillies lit. You ain't tryna see me pissed, actin' like a fuckin' bitch. You treat him like a fuckin' bitch. Run you for your everything and leave him with your fuckin' bitch. That's the gangsta in me, plus the homies bangin' with me. Keep your voice in check because your fists ain't really hangin' with me. I'm on some fucking man, you buckin' then we cut your mane. Bust some blood gushing, leave you leaking out your fucking brain. Don't get me ignorant, asking if I'm living it. Next time you with the deputies, just ask them, they gon' fill you in. Rapping brought the fame to me, now your bitches claiming me. But you all starving daily when the world was chunk changing me. I'm calling bullshit, you don't make the tools spit. Trying to be a gangster, but you pussies never fool shit. You just a sellout, turn around and get the hell out. But if you down the rock block, don't make that thing. We do the damn thing, police on my damn name. Rappers wanna feature, but the dirty need a damn change. It ain't no mystery, labels wanna get with me. But they ain't down a rock block, so we'll let that thing.
Ha ha ha, yeah. That is dope. Hell yeah, man. Fucking
yeah,
killing
like
it.
That'll be on the Gangsta's Grease, which will also be available on the Sounds of the Underground tour. Fucking ready,
yeah,
I can't wait.
That's gonna be, yeah, I can't wait either. It's gonna be so much fun.
And for all of you out there, I just cheated and I told fucking McCoy who was on that track, and he ain't gonna tell you, but he'll tell you it's dope.
Yeah, it's not who I thought it was, but it's dope.
Oh man. I miss being on the show, man.
Huh?
I said I miss being on the show.
Fuck yeah, the show misses you being here.
Hopefully we can do a lot more of it.
Yeah,
I know when
I
went on the road working though, man, like it was hard, dude. I was working fucking 16, 17 hours a day, like there won't no way I could do anything.
Dude, we can also do preload shows, so like I can do like, you know, like if you ever wanted to just fucking record a fucking 30-minute fucking whatever you wanted to talk about and send it in, I could just load it on in there.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
So you're coming with us for the April deal with Twisted.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be with you guys April, May, and July.
Okay, so you're doing well, shit, man. If the other tour goes down, which like I said, I'm not allowed to talk about yet, but if the other tour goes down at the end of the year, you'll probably be with us then.
Probably. So it all depends. I'm Chaos's booking agent, so wherever Chaos goes, I go.
Well, then, yeah, you'll definitely be there. Me and Chaos got some big shit planned this year. Like, we've been, you know, the shit that's already in motion, we've been talking about it for, you know, 3 or 4 years now, and you know, we're finally in a position where we can make it fucking happen and make it make sense. You know, it's just, again, people just really don't understand. It's so easy to say just go on tour, get your music out there, blah blah blah, but man, it's like, you know, you have to take yourself seriously at some point and be like, look man, I'm worth money. Like, you know, fuck, you know, paying somebody else X amount of money to jump on their tour when you can do it yourself. And, you know, why piggyback off of somebody else's shit when, you know, the ultimate goal is for you to be the headliner, you know, for you to be the reason they're buying the ticket. And,
right.
You know, I didn't always agree with it, but, you know, I trust Chaos 150,000%, with his plans and how things have played out over the last 4 or 5 years. So, I mean, fucking we're ready to do our thing, man, and put it out there for sure.
Yeah. He told me he was going to have him and Steve draw up some papers, and I was going to be there with, you know, all three of us together, and I was going to sign them.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, you know, over the years, there's been a lot of fucking controversy and a lot of bullshit around Chaos, but I can tell you, man, from day one, you know, he has never said nothing to me that didn't either happen or wasn't in the works. You know, like, you'll hear a lot of bullshit sometimes from mainly just people in Virginia who have worked with him before and just weren't patient enough to really everybody wants the fucking overnight success, and it just doesn't, you know, it doesn't happen like that for everybody, especially in our genre. You know, like, there's too many, and there's, you know, people just don't get that, you know, this shit doesn't happen overnight. It's never going to happen overnight, not for us anyway. Yeah.
No, it's a real tough game out there, man. Real tough.
Unless you get that you got to get that instant fucking buzz. Like, you know, somebody like, and it's a perfect example, like somebody like Soulja Boy, who you don't hear anything from anymore. I mean, his buzz literally came off of YouTube off of one song. And, you know, so many people, you know, thousands of people were requesting that one song on the radio in California. And that's how, you know, Soulja Boy came to be. He was never signed in a label or no shit like that. He just got fat fucking paid off of one dumbass fucking song. And now you don't hear nothing from him. You know, so that's pretty much the result of your overnight success is, you know, you get that quick fucking fix and then you get nothing else. But to stay relevant for 10, 15 years, that's, you know, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah. I'm feeling you 100%.
Okay, you know, we're running with Viral Anarchy and anybody who wants to do business with us, man, that's legit. You know, we're 2016 is really going to be something special. I hope anyway. It should be.
Yeah, I've been feeling it too. It's going to be a good ass year, man. Yeah, I think Viral Anarchy is a good family too, man.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, it's, you know, it's starting to spread out there a little bit, which is good. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure we originally started Viral Anarchy just to do like a series of videos that, you know, we just literally we wanted the shit to go viral. And I don't think we ever put out one video. Like, we really, you know, we kind of banded together as a little small knit clique, and we even did a festival a couple years ago, Anarchy Fest, which was a huge success.
Hell yeah.
A much, much, much bigger success than I originally thought it was going to be. And now it's evolved into, you know, it's not a label. It's just, you know.
It's a thing. It's like a movement.
Yeah, it's a movement. Exactly. And now, you know, it's half of the sponsor of our tour, you know. So it's cool as fuck.
Hell yeah.
And mad props to fucking Chaos for that. I mean, I take a lot of credit for Viral Anarchy because I've done a lot of work for it, but I mean, everything from the idea, the concept, the logo, the bling, everything, you know, that was all Chaos. And I'm not sure where he stands on this. So I don't know if I'm allowed to say it or not, but I know we were talking about doing a line of mixtapes that I actually... I submitted songs for, so I don't know if that's in the works or not.
Or hell yeah.
If he's running with it, but yeah, that's, you know, that's something else that we're trying to do. I mean, Viral Anarchy is just, it's, in our heads, it's really fucking big. You know, we got this grand idea of what we want it to be and what we want people to think when they hear it, and you know, it takes some time to put that together. You know, that shit doesn't happen overnight, like I said, so.
Yeah. See, I'm looking at my chain right now. I got my chain. It's got the Viral Anarchy charm on it. It's got the Dirty charm on it. It's got the Chaos charm on it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What color Viral Anarchy do you have?
I got the black one.
Okay. I rock the pink one, man. I like to be different.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I didn't see a white one, so I figured I'd go with the black one because I'm usually rocking the backs war vest, so black and white.
Right. Yeah, hell yeah.
I wish Viral Anarchy would let me get a patch, like, you know, would make a patch. If they made a patch, I'd buy that. I'd put it on my vest.
Fucking, I mean, anything is possible, man. It's, I know with Chaos, there is no limit, no end to merchandising. Like, this motherfucker will put our name on anything, so...
I mean,
you know,
like, if I wanted to go to my patch guy and I took him this, took him the picture that the charm is, like, if I got that picture on the internet, I mean, off the computer, and took it to my charm guy, my patch guy, the guy that does embroidery over here,
right.
He's like a tailor and stuff, he made my name patch for me from my vest, but... If I took him that and just said, you know, because it would just be a one-time thing, just getting that patch made.
Right.
And then, you know, it'd just be one. It wouldn't be like I'm selling them. It'd be the only one. I wonder if Chaos would mind.
No, well, I mean, it's Viral Anarchy is a 50-50 thing. I mean, it's me and Chaos. I mean, I'm telling you now, and I'm sure I speak for him, fucking, you know, yeah, rep our shit. Fucking, yeah, I mean.
Damn right.
Yeah, go.
Because, I mean,
yeah,
I see.
Shit made.
I see on all these other guys' vests, how they got, like, their artist stuff on there. But, you know, since that's not an artist, you know, because actually until the Exile Quit guys, because they're all down, until they pay for their membership, and until D Evil does, if he's still down, until they do, technically, none of the artists are Baxwar, except, you know, I work for Viral Anarchy, and I'm Baxwar, so I'm just going to put the Viral Anarchy symbol on my Baxwar vest instead of an artist symbol.
Yeah, all day, man. Fucking... I know I ain't got no problem with it, and like I said, man, it's a 50-50 thing.
Yeah.
And okay, I ain't got no problem with that. Fucking rep our shit, dude.
Hell yeah. Because I can do that. Because I got, you know, certain areas of my vest are, you know, dedicated, but then I got, you know, free range on other areas.
Right. Yeah, definitely fucking, any advertisement is good advertisement is the way I look at it.
Oh, yeah, because Baxwar is a positive movement anyway, and
yeah,
positive brotherhood,
I mean,
so.
I've seen, you know, since you had joined, you know, you've done food drives and things like that. I mean, why wouldn't we want to be a part of that, or at least be associated with that, you know?
Right, and here pretty soon, man, you know, I'm thinking after these tours, you know, when things cool down and Exile Quick doesn't have to be forking out money left and right, they can have a cool down time, they're going to,
right,
you know, they're going to get their memberships, and, you know, I'm going to try to find some kind of way to raise money for them guys to get theirs, but, like, what I want to do is, if it's 100% not their performance, then I only want to raise 50% of each one's membership, you know, because I want them to come up with the rest of it so, you know, they feel, you
right.
know, you don't want to pay, for, you know. But if it's just them alone performing or something like that, then 100% of the proceeds can go to 100% of their thing because they earned it for themselves, you know.
Right.
But, you know, if they did, like, a little fundraiser show and other people were involved in performing, then we could only raise 50% of the funds for each one. Which is